This week, NBC launches the 8th season of American Ninja Warrior, a reality TV competition featuring amateur athletes. The season was taped in part in Philadelphia at an abandoned power plant in Port Richmond. WHYY's Peter Crimmins was there.
The course is under the Betsy Ross Bridge on a narrow strip of land between the Delaware River and the abandoned Richmond Generating Station. It looms like an industrial Greek temple. Executive producer Kent Weed looked a long time before deciding to shoot in Philadelphia.
We found this place, our location scout found this place, and we said it's beautiful, it's perfect. We can light it and make it look absolutely gorgeous. It has a really good look at night, and it's got history, you know. It's one of the oldest power plants in America.
Last summer, more than 7 million people watched American Ninja Warrior as runners tried to conquer obstacles like the floating steps, the log grip, and the warped wall. Contestants from around the world came to Philadelphia for a qualifying round. Finalists will compete for a $1 million prize in Las Vegas. One of them is an emergency room physician in Delaware County. His name is Dr. Richard Shoemaker. He's 40 years old with 4 kids, and he competed last year on a lark and made it all the way to Vegas.
But the best part about doing this and being an emergency doctor, when I see kids, the nurses tell them, you know, your doctor's a ninja. And it completely changes the dynamic. No kid in an emergency department wants to see their emergency doctor. And then when the nurse tells them, your doctor's a ninja, we high five, they talk about the show, and they're set at ease.
Shoemaker is competing against younger guys like Jamie Ron, who runs a parkour gym in Cherry Hill. He's been competing for 6 years, made it to Vegas 3 times, and this is the first time the taping has been in his backyard.
It's awesome that it's here. I can sleep in my own bed, which is very nice. And then more of my students are able to come, which is great. That love and support that you can feel makes a world of difference.
There are also cancer survivors, a star college football player who gave up the gridiron because of concussions, and a former stripper who is suing her former employer for back pay. One of the show's hosts, former NFL player Akbar Gbaja Biamila, says anyone can be the next American Ninja Warrior.
When you see people who've overcome cancer, who've overcome depression, alcoholism, you see them coming out here and having success, you go, wow, like, I can do this myself.
The Philadelphia episode of American Ninja Warrior airs June 27th. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.